Hold on. Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes, I was wondering if I could find out if I could qualify for my son taking care of me.
Absolutely. How old is your son?
He's 38.
Okay. What county do you reside in?
Missouri.
What county? That's the state.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's Hillsborough. I'm sorry.
Can I get your zip code so I can confirm your county?
63050.
63050. Give me 1 second while I confirm that for you. And what kind of health insurances do you have?
It's Amber.
Okay, do you have Amber, state insurance?
Yes.
You have Medicaid?
It is. It's Medicaid.
Okay, great. So you are in Jefferson County. Yep, I'm going to ask you for that in a minute. Just so you know, you're in Jefferson County, okay? Because they're going to ask you that a lot now that you are going to go into home care services, okay? Let me get your first and last name, and we're going to check to see, you know, your eligibility standings. What's your first name?
Is Sherry, S-H-A-R-I.
S.
Willard, W-I-L-L-A-R-D.
S-H-A-R-I. Uh-huh.
Willard, W-I-L-L-A-R-D.
And Miss Willard, what's your date of birth?
4-12-64.
4-12-64. Your home address?
Is 8980 State Road, BB.
You said State. I'm sorry, State Road.
Highway, yeah, State Road, capital B, capital B.
State Route or Road?
Road, R-D.
Got it. State Road, BB, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And what's the city? You said Hillsbury.
Hillsborough?
Yep.
Hillsborough,
Missouri, and the zip code is 63050.
05. Correct.
Got it. And the Missouri Medicaid ID, so I can check for eligibility.
It is 08211550.
Okay. Let me just check for that real quick for you, okay? 1 second. What's your son's name?
Is Matthew.
Matthew, last name?
His last name's Gaynor.
G-A-Y-N-O-R?
Correct.
And a good number to reach him so we could send him the hiring application?
It's my number right now because I don't have his phone on me.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Let me see. I don't have his phone on me, honey. My phone's
That's okay.
about ready to die, so I got it plugged into the car.
So let me give you my information because we need to call the state once I find out if you're eligible for the referral. So just keep it charging, okay? Just let me know when you're ready to write stuff down. I'm going to be going into the system right now.
Willard, first name
is Sherry, S-S-H-A-R-A, R-I.
A-R-I, yes.
A-R-I. It's 4-12-64.
64.
And now I'm putting in the DCN number, which you said was 08211550. Let's check to see eligibility codes here. You're populating. That means that you have active Medicaid. You're good. You're good to go. Congratulations. You have the eligibility codes to submit today. Were you ever on services in the past?
Yeah, a long time. About almost 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's showing here. Okay, so basically that just means that at some point you were eligible. And it means that you're still eligible. We have to call the state and get you online for an in-home assessment because it's been so long since you used your services, you don't have them anymore. So you have to go kind of through the process again of getting an in-home assessment. That's when they come into the home, they determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours you get, okay? We're going to start that on your behalf today. I just need you to write down some stuff for me. Absolutely. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready. ready.
So we're going to be doing what's called a pre-screen over the phone. That's when you knock on the state's doors. You introduce yourself. You're going to let them know who you are. So good afternoon. My name is Sherry Willard. I'm calling on behalf of myself. I'm in need of the CDS program. Write that acronym down. CDS is short for Consumer Direct Support. That is the program that allows you to hire your son, Matthew. The agency that is going to hire your son and assist you onto services, Ms. Willard, it's called Deluxe Home Care. Write that as well. Deluxe is spelled D-E-L-U-X-E. That's Deluxe Home Care. The agency's phone number is 314-501-2508. And my name is Jasmine.
Jasmine.
Thank you. Ms. Willard, I'm going to place you on a brief hold. We have 10 minutes before the state closes, so I'm just going to put you through. They're going to ask you to confirm your Medicaid ID number. I'm going to prompt it into the system, but you got to confirm it with the specialist along with any other information that they ask, okay? They're going to ask for your date of birth, your address, your marital status, your living arrangements. They're going to ask you for your disabilities, Ms. Willard. Disabilities are things you've been medically diagnosed with. So what are your disabilities?
My, I'm, mentally, it's from PTSD from being abused for
So just call it,
and I have seizures.
PTSD. Okay.
I have seizure disorder. Okay. I have, my cancer right now is on remission, so I have to wait. I just was operated on and had radiation, and oh my God, I can't find my card. What I did with my card for
what kind of cancer was it?
Breast cancer.
Breast cancer, okay.
Yeah, I had breast cancer.
Well, I'm so happy that you're going to be with us for a long time now.
Yeah, I am too, and that was a serious thing.
Yeah, it's very serious.
I'd never in my life hope I don't have to do that again. But if I do, it'll all be good. God's with me and not he'll help me. But I'm, I dropped my card in my purse.
What card are you looking for?
My card. My medical number card.
I have it.
Medical numbers.
I have it.
Oh, I thought you said that they were going to read it off to me and need me to read it off to them again.
No, I'm going to prompt it into the system, but you're going to confirm it with the worker. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sorry, Jasmine.
All right. They're going to ask you, what do you need help around the house with? Everything. Your son assists you with personal care, laundry, doing dishes, running errands, prepping your meals, taking you grocery shopping. Okay? Everything. Personal care scores the highest.
Everything, because I can't stay focused.
There you go. Don't talk about anything with the brain not being able, because then you won't qualify for self-direction. You have to be coherent enough.
Okay.
So don't talk about memory loss. Don't talk about you not getting the brain. None of that. You have issues, and that's it. They're going to go see you. Let them see you on your worst day when they get to the house. All right?
Right. Okay.
All right. I'm going to patch you through. They're going to ask you if you've chosen a provider. Provider is just another word for agency. The answer is yes, and you're going to give them the Deluxe Home Care information that I just had you write down. This request is going to average anywhere between 10 to 15 business days, not including weekends and holidays. For it to get assigned to a specialist, the specialist then is going to call you back to schedule that in-home assessment. All right? In the meantime, we're going to be processing your son for work. All right? So give me 1 minute while I patch you through to this. Do you have any questions before I do so, Ms. Willard?
No, not really.
All right. Only answer questions. Okay? Don't go into storytelling with the state. All right. Please hold.
Okay.
Your call is very important to us.
No, I have mine. You all right?
Yeah.
Ma'am. I'll lose my... Hello?
Hello, this is Savannah with Home and Community-Based Services. Are you calling for yourself or someone else today?
For myself.
Okay, can I get your name, please?
It is Sherry Willard. SHARIWILLARD.
And can I get a good callback number in case we get disconnected?
314-803-3084.
And what can I do for you today?
I'm trying to get my son approved to take care of me.
Okay. If you're looking for the consumer-directed services, I can assist you with a referral. Before we get started with that, please allow me to explain the purpose of home and community-based services. This program is designed to enable qualifying individuals to remain independent in their preferred environment for as long as possible. Participants must meet nursing home levels of care in order to qualify for services. That means that your needs must be equal to those accepted to a nursing home facility. To be considered for home and community-based services, you must allow an assessor inside the home to conduct an in-depth assessment. The assessment will determine if you meet that required nursing facility level of care criteria. Do you have any questions about any of that?
No, ma'am.
And do you want to proceed with that referral here today?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Can I get your home address, please?
It's 8980 State Road, BB. Capital B, capital B. Hillsboro, Missouri, 63050.
Thank you. And the county?
Jefferson, sorry.
Got it.
And is that going to be your mailing address as well?
For right now, yes.
Okay. Is that 314-803-3084 number the best number to reach you?
Correct.
And is there any other phone number that we should have on file?
What's Camille's number?
314-784-774-775.
And that's Matthew Gaynor.
Sorry, I didn't hear the end of that. You're breaking up a bit.
If I pick up my phone, I'll lose service. So
314-784-1775.
Okay. Is English your primary language?
Yes.
And what is your marital status? Never married, married, divorced, or widowed?
Married and I'm separated.
Are you currently living alone or with someone?
I live with someone, but he's being taken care of by someone else, and he's on hospice, so I don't deal with him. He's got his own care nurses.
I understand, but is he living in the same house with you?
In a whole different part, yes.
In one of the rooms, the apartments.
The apartment. I live upstairs. He lives in the ground level.
Okay. Do you have a legal guardian?
No.
Do you have any special communication needs? That would be any issues seeing, hearing, reading, writing, or speaking?
Just reading. I can't comprehend sometimes. You know, I need it explained in detail.
And then I have some questions regarding potential safety concerns. Do you feel like you live in a dangerous area? Like, do you hear gunshots, police, anything like that?
No.
Any illegal drug activity in the home or area that you're aware of?
No.
Any structural issues in the home, like holes in the floor or ceiling, wobbly railings, anything like that?
Oh, no.
Any blocked entrances or exits or other issues with accessing the home?
No.
Any contagious or infectious diseases like staph, MRSA, HIV, or hepatitis?
No.
Any pest issues like bed bugs, cockroaches, mice, or rats?
No.
Any unsecured weapons in the home?
No, ma'am.
Any vicious or dangerous animals in the home?
Just when she's in her cage, she acts like a fool.
And
she's in her cage
history...
and she just wants to... Go ahead.
Sorry, I think there's kind of a delay. Any history of violent behavior in the home?
No.
Okay. And are you currently in a hospital or other facility?
No. I just got done with my radiation is what it is.
Okay. And have you or an immediate family member ever served in the U.S. Armed Forces?
My son did, but he's passed.
Okay. Okay. And what are your primary medical conditions related to your need for services?
I have seizure disorder and
anxiety attacks all the time.
Yeah, I have anxiety attacks a lot. I mean, really a lot. Panic attacks. There's other things too.
It's hard to drive.
Yeah, it's hard to drive. It's hard to focus on, you know, when I'm doing things or like when I'm driving, my vision could get blurry at any given time. I have a seizure disorder. That's not good. You know, I take pretty high dose of Keppra twice a day. So.
Okay. And for those CDS services, have you selected a provider agency?
No, I haven't. I'm just calling to see if I even qualified for the help.
Okay.
So my house don't fall completely apart.
Okay, so you do need to select an agency in order to start receiving services.
Isn't that a CBS?
So CDS is the name of the program, the Consumer Directed Services. You need to go through an agency in order to receive those services.
Okay, and my doctor will give me that because they were supposed to give me a sheet of paper on it, but then I called up there and the nurse said, well, if you just call Medicaid, they'll tell you who to go through. I'm like, okay. So that's what I do.
Hey, you got disconnected from the state, Miss Willard. I'm going to have to go online and put in the request.
Okay.
Give me one second.
They're saying an agency has to do it for me.
Yeah, that's why I gave you my information and told you have to give her my information. Deluxe Home Care, my
Jasmine
name and number.
The Deluxe Home. Oh, okay. All right, my bad. I'm so sorry. I have it here.
Is that who's calling us right now?
Check to see if they're calling you on the other line. It could be them. Go ahead. Answer it.
It's not on their number.
Oh, it's off there already. Sorry. Ma'am?
Yes, I'm here.
We didn't answer it in time.
Okay.
Oh, let's see if we did it.
You did.
No, I didn't. I can't answer it.
Randy owns her own tire shop, buddy.
I'm going to be submitting it online. Give me one second.
It's on the phone. Hold on just a second.
Take your time.
I don't know what you did, but
I didn't do
nothing. All right, hello, go ahead.